Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you are ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. Holy guacamole, we are on day five. It's kind of sad because this is the last day for Money March drop. Here in the podcast, at least. Y'all know I'm going to go big over on Instagram always, but this has been so much fun. Thank you to everyone who has participated and just been a part of the first week of March together and making it the most epic month ever and really set the tone for what the rest of the months truly get to be. And that's something I want you guys to realize is the way that you've been showing up and feeling this week with me as you've participated in Money March gets to be the reality for every week, every month, especially when you are in the mastermind. Oops, my phone, sorry. Let me turn that off. Especially when you are in my mastermind, because this is the work that is getting done. And you're never alone. You're doing it with me and the most epic group of women who just are so supportive. And in my 12-month mastermind, I will help you build your dream life and business. You got to meet me halfway. And if that's something that's truly been on your heart, and if you're listening to this episode and you've been in my space, you've been a part of my challenges, my podcast, you can just feel that it's the right move. And that is who I'm really calling in for the mastermind. Is this is for you, this offer, we're waiting to support you. And I truly believe that the people that come into this container is the perfect person for the container. I don't stress about when the next person's going to jump in or, you know, who the next person's going to be, because I trust like so deeply that the perfect people for my mastermind will join the mastermind. And that's just how it is. So let's dive into day five. This is your reminder. This is day five of the Money March, but we are picking the winner March 11th. So let's say you found me and my podcast when we started day three. You still have time to catch up on the other 2 days. Every time you share the podcast episode onto your stories and tag me and just give me your thoughts of what you felt that day, that money, whatever, you're on day three, five, whatever. And just give me your thoughts. You are entered to win 3 months inside the Sales Holy Grail membership. If you don't know what that offer is, click the link in the description notes and or the show notes, sorry. And you could get a full breakdown of what that offer looks like, what you get. If you're a current client, again, you get to participate. No one is off limits, all the things. And you have a total of 5 entries. So, all right. With that being said, let's jump into day five. And we're going to kind of go, you know, straight into the activation piece, which is being successful no matter what. And I think I briefly touched on this in day two, but I really want you guys to remember that you are successful no matter what, and you will succeed no matter what. But I think a lot of people play in this energy of what if, and then they insert the most dramatic, negative, worst case scenario, and they don't even realize that they're operating with that mentality. Like, you operate with what you are feeding yourself all the time. So a lot of people will say, you know, what if I fail? What if I don't make it? Or what if no one ever buys from me again, right? Hashtag dramatic. And your brain will give you all these negative situations when, you know, if you're telling yourself, what if I fail? What if I never, you know, book another client? And so you're not giving yourself actions that are going to help you move the needle forward. You're giving yourself ideas to validate the woe is me, right? You're giving yourself thoughts and reasons why you're never going to be successful. And so I no longer want you to play with that. I no longer want you to be dramatic with, because trust me, I'm a dramatic person, okay? And I used to do this all the time. Sometimes I still do, but I really got to put myself back in check and say, okay, if I'm going to sit here and say, what if no one buys my offers? How simple could it be if I were to sit here and say, but what if tomorrow 10 people did? What if you made 10K today? I really want you to move away from the negative what if and play with the positive what if. What if I booked that dream client today? What if that TikTok blew up and I woke up to hundreds of people in my new offer or in my email list? What if positive? And so I want you to do this today. What if today I booked that high ticket client? What if this month I had 5K cash months? And what you're going to start to do is you're going to start to get responses that are positive, responses that are going to help you move the needle forward and have you not operating in a scarcity mindset, not operating in I'm not going to be successful or whatever your what if negative used to be, right? So I want you to do that today. I also want you to write 10 positive what ifs. So maybe think of one today, but I want you for the rest of March to think of, write out 10 positive what ifs. And every day I want you to tell yourself and say it out loud. What if today, or what if this month I did X, or what if, and then I want you to create a total of 10. And I want you to repeat these 10 things every day. And play with that, with whatever feelings come, whatever thoughts come to you, lead with that, okay? That is activation for day number 5. I feel like we ended it with like a bang, okay? So your marketing prompt for today is, while most people do this, right? Or while most people focus on X, right? X either being a band-aid fix or almost like a setback, right, that your ideal client is doing, me and my clients will be over here doing or focusing on why, and why being the long-term sustainable fix. Okay, so while most people are stressing about how many people are watching their stories, and or while most people wait to sell their offers until they have, you know, the highest story views, me and my clients will be over here making X cash months with our 20 likes and 10 people watching our stories. Boom. And then go deeper into that. That's a really good prompt. And that's a really good content piece too. But make sure that you're going deeper into it by somehow bringing up your offer or your service and how that comes into play, right? So how does your offer support them with that mentality of focusing on the long term and the sustainable fix? That is the marketing prompt for today. It's so good. Now let's talk about the connecting piece for connecting with your audience. I want you to share a piece of your why. I don't want you to share your full why, right? Like I've shared my why so often, my girls, right? Like they are my reason for everything. And I've shared this so many times. I don't want you to share your typical why in that way. I want you to go deeper. Something that they haven't heard from you before, almost like a micro piece of your why. So, you know, not just saying travel the world and have financial freedom, not stay at home with my babies or provide a better life. I want you to give me a specific story that really hits home, right? I started my business so that I could buy my daughters the clothes that they deserve to wear, and not have, you know, to be stressing about whether I can buy my daughter a new outfit or groceries for the month because we couldn't do both before in the past. Or I want to be able to swipe my card at the grocery store and not freak out and count to the cent everything that's being put in our basket, because again, that's something that we used to have to do. And I get to share that and say, this is why I show up every day, right? I did this recently on my stories too, and I said, I will never shut up about my offers. I shared the Overflow Diaries. I just started this, where it's how Overflow showed up in my life today. And I shared how, you know, we went to the park. My daughters wanted to go to the creek. We picked up, we all went, And then she wanted Chick-fil-A, so we got in the car and we just left. No, nothing had to change about my schedule. I didn't have to update anybody. Like, oh my God, my house just made a really loud noise. And nothing had to change. And that is overflow. And then I said, this is why I love what I do, or this is why I will never shut up about my offers, because I'm the person that's going to help you do this for you, yourself, your life, your business too. And so sharing that was a simple, simple why. It's not your basic. And I don't want to, this basic sounds so bad, right? Like, your why is not basic, y'all. My why is my girl. So trust me, it's nowhere. It's not, nothing is basic when it comes to your why. But I just want you to tell a more relatable piece or story experience of your why and connect with your people. That's it. That is a wrap. Ah, day of five. I can't believe it, you guys. Wow. Like, what a way to start off March, Money March, with a freaking bang. So many of my clients are saying that, Money March, it's Money March. They're dropping wins and they're like, Money March, I just signed a new client. And it's just a vibe. I love you all so much. I'm going to be picking the winner on March 11th, so don't forget, enter the giveaway, share it to your stories, tag me, and it's a good day to make money. It's a good day to make money, no matter what. All right, y'all, let's make March freaking epic. I love you all so much. Peace. Holy guacamole, that was epic. Am I going to say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning into this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. Or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at @BizCoachBella, or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.